laughing at me.
Sorry. I was like, turn on my microphone. I'm ready to go.
It's so dumb. Our headphones, like, we have like a little adapter. So I'm going from one computer to edit something, then another one. And the piece fell into like the pit of. Our studio is so janky. Poor chap just plugged in his phones, headphones, and he turned off our microphones. Oh, sweet baby Jesus. Anyways.
S-O-S.
Yes, our show sucks. Oh, no. Hey, send help. What did you put up your nose? 833-563-2539. Or maybe it was your kiddo. Either way, I want to hear these stories. A family in Vegas got a big bill. Their three-year-old daughter. Have you heard of these, Mackenzie? It's Polly Pocket pink plastic shoes.
Oh, yeah. Polly Pocket. Everything's little itty-bitty as the name, Polly Pocket.
Two in the left nostril.
Oh, no.
Two in the right nostril. And she had a clogged nasal passage.
Kids always do this. They either put stuff in their mouth or they put stuff up their nose or in their ears.
The family tried to get it out. And this is what we will not go to the ER for this. They tried to use like tweezers or something. They were able to pull out one, but there's still one in one nose and two in the other. Well, they go to the ER. It takes like 20 seconds. They use kind of a longer, more medical style tweezer thing.
I want to show you. I pulled up on my laptop Polly Pocket. So they're like
Oh my gosh, they're really small.
All the little pieces are itty bitty.
I don't know how they haven't been sued. But people use tweezers to pull it out. This 10-20 second thing in the ER cost the family $2,600.
Oh my gosh. But here's the thing, because you say you won't go to the ER, but when your kiddo has lodged up there and is screaming in pain and you're trying to get the tweezer, you don't want to do more damage to like their sinus cavities, their nasal cavity. So you are eventually, I would definitely go to the ER.
I get what you're saying, and I know I'm not a dad, but here's my thing though. Does your kid really need the sense of smell if you go wrong with it?
Yes.
Like, okay, like, oh no, little Jimmy lost his sense of smell because you messed it up. So what?
Liv put something up her nose.
Yeah, so when I was probably 5, maybe I was even 4, I took a really small, like, little pebble that I found on, like, the side of the road because I used to, like, collect rocks when I was little that, like, looked cool. And I put it up, I just put it in my nostril because it was so cold. It was, like, a hot summer day. And then I ended up getting stuck. And then I was trying to get it out with my finger. So I kept lodging it up up and up. I was in the hospital for, I think, probably, like, 7 hours. They tried, like, so many things. My grandparents were watching me because my parents were out of town.
They were
about to put me under and take me into surgery.
Grandparents are probably having heart attacks.
And then luckily, my grandma, I guess, used to be a nurse. And she was like, use this old school instrument. Trust me, just use it. You're trying all these sucky new instruments and things. Just use this old school one. So they used that, and it came right out.
What was the instrument? Do you remember what it
looked like?
It
was like this like weird like hook, like this long little like stick hook thing. And they use it, and I got to keep the rock.
Bonus!
Sounds like a win-win.
I'm glad they got it out.
Let's go to Sarah this morning. Hey, Sarah, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What got stuck up the good old nose?
Okay, so when I was about 3 years old, I had stuck a raisin up my nose.
A raisin?
And yeah, a raisin. And then for some reason, I thought that I could use a blue crayon to get it out. So I stuck the blue crayon up my nose to try to get the raisin out, and the tip broke off of the blue crayon and also got stuck up my nose. And so I was walking around just blowing my nose trying to get it out. And
what color was coming out?
Blue.
I'm just kidding.
Blue. And then so my mom and dad like realized I was just walking around like blowing my nose, trying to get it out. And finally, my mom, like, sat on top of me and held down one nostril and told me to blow really hard, and it came out.
Oh, thank
there
goodness.
You go. That's a genius idea. Sarah, thanks for the call. Let's go say hi to Gail this morning. Gail, what happened?
So my son was, like, 5. I took him to the doctor for a regular well checkup, and the doctor's looking in his ear, and he just says, or she says, oh, I'm having a hard time seeing your eardrum. And he blurts out, I have a rock in my ear. And the doctor looks around. She looks at me, and I was like, this is the first that I have heard about this. Like, I have no clue what he's talking about. And sure enough, it was in there lodged so far down that we had to go to the ENT and get it. He had to get put under to take it out.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds like your son grew up next to Liv the Web Girl. A really good rock collecting area.
Kids will stick stuff like that. Rocks, coins, just whatever.
Jeez.
Crayons, raisins.
Let's wrap things up with Rachel this morning, listening in Indy on Radio 9 100.9. Hey, Rachel, thank you for calling in. What got stuck up the good old nostril?
Good morning. When we were kids, my grandma got my cousin and I these little capsules that when you put them in water, they became sponges. They were dinosaurs.
Yes, I had those dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah, they got huge. They get huge.
Those are awesome.
She stuck one up her nose, didn't say anything to anyone. It expanded. And a week later, she had an infection and had to have surgery to have it removed.
Oh, my gosh.
No!
Yeah.
Do you remember which dinosaur it was?
I just remember that we were missing like two of them. So I don't know what happened to the other one if she ate it. But
I bet it was a T-Rex.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say a little T-Rex arm sticking out the nose like, hey, how you doing?
It expanded. OMG.
Wow, that's painful. Impressive. Rachel, thank you for calling in this morning. If you have anything, why don't you tweet us? I'd like to hear what got stuck up your nose. Hey, Mackenzie, just want to let you know, if you weren't sure, we are about probably 10, 15 minutes away from the Box of Shame.
This gives me anxiety. Okay, so I rolled the lowest, so I have to face a Box of Shame. But you guys said the dares are holiday themed, correct?
Yes, yes. So okay. That'll be coming up soon. But coming up next, I want to talk a little gender reveal. And
yes.
Are you having a baby?
I am not, but someone close to me is. And yeah, we're going to talk gender reveals. We need ideas.
Okay, we'll do that after Lewis Capaldi, Someone You Love. Do you want to get through right now? 833-563. It's 2539.